Hello pets, Zita here, and let's see, it is March 11th, 2022. It's currently 20 past 12 in the afternoon, and I'm working a little bit of admin and scheduling. If you weren't aware, I do tend to work ahead as far as I can to ensure that there is a constant flow of content for the places that I regularly upload. My current upload schedule is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday being my mini Monday moments, Wednesday being my erotic content, and Friday being everything else that doesn't quite fit into those two gaps. So usually safe for work. Very often safe for work. And given that it is March, I'm beginning to think about assessing my business, because that's what this is, for the first quarter of this year, and assessing if I'm using my time effectively, if I'm providing content in the places where people want it, the way people want it, and, you know, where they can see it. And something that's come up in my workflow thinking about it is this subreddit. So, to be clear, this message is specifically for reddit.com, for the Palace of Midnight. I might mention other venues like YouTube or Patreon or AudioMac or my website, but this message specifically pertains to me posting on Reddit. Now, it's been over a year since I stopped posting on the larger erotic audio subs. There is information on the sub here that, you know, where you can find what happened, why I decided what I decided, etc., etc. If you're interested in that, then that information is available on the main page of the sub, and it's also in the footer of everything I post. Yeah, it should be. Now I need to double check myself. If it's not in the footer and if it's not on the main page, it will be by the time this message goes live. All right. But I have continued to post here on my sub. And up until, let's see, about an hour ago, I wasn't convinced that there was any traffic here that would make it worth my while to continue to post here the way I have been. Particularly because the way Reddit is structured, I cannot simply upload a piece of audio to a post and let it go. I have to link to it, which means I have to make sure it's a link that Reddit won't immediately, you know, can the post for, oh, this is spam, we can't have this, blah, 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 or it won't end up in my mod queue, which has been happening on and off for the past 18 months, much to my frustration. Reddit has become a place that's more of an archive than a active place where I post my content. That's neither good nor bad. That is an observation I'm making. But until about an hour ago, I wasn't convinced that there was anybody here on this sub. And I was picking through some of my most recent uploads, or posts, I should probably say, and I've discovered that Reddit is now including analytics data for moderators, which is entirely new. So I entered into a post and I'm able to see insights on a post. I can see if a post has been shared. I can see what the upvote rate is. I can see what karma I've gained from it. Not that Reddit karma is particularly something I'm interested in, but more interesting than all of that is I can see how many times the post has been viewed, which is something I've never been privy to before. And just skipping back and looking through some of my more recent posts, it's suddenly become clear that even though there is very little, let's see, even though there is very little active engagement here, as if in there aren't really conversations happening in the comments, upvotes do happen, but they're disproportionate to the number of people who are part of the sub. Despite all that, people are still viewing the content. What I can't tell, from Reddit at least, is how many people are using the links that I provide to this content to listen to what I'm providing. So I'm in a really interesting situation here, because at the beginning of the week, I had prepared myself, and I'm halfway through writing that script now, to say thank you, everybody, for your time, attention, you know, and your listenership for the past few years. But as of April, I'll no longer be posting to the sub. That was all prepared and ready for me. And I'm still, you know, fine-tuning the script for what I was going to record at that point. But that decision had been made. Now I'm questioning that decision, because it's clear that people are still finding content here. So if it's not already apparent, I have no script for this message. I haven't written anything down. I'm speaking to you off the cuff, off the top of my head, directly from the heart, if you want to phrase it that way. So forgive my occasional stuttering and ummings. But I'm starting to rethink that decision and reassess. So what I need to know from yourselves is, well, I need to know if you'd like me to continue posting here. My content is available in a number of different places, and I'm still trying to find a way that satisfies me when it comes to posting my full erotic content in a manner that at least age gates it in some way. Reddit doesn't do that, you know? So anybody can be here on this sub, looking through my content, following my links, finding erotic audio that they should not have access to. And it makes me supremely uncomfortable, which is why for a while now, I've only been posting YouTube cuts of my erotic content. I figure if it's safe for YouTube, it's safe for general consumption, because YouTube, as I'm sure we all know by this point, has very strict and sometimes ridiculous, but, you know, strict rules on what you can and can't post to their platform. So I'm using YouTube as my guide. If I can't post it on YouTube, I won't post it in full unless it's behind a paywall, which at least provides some protection and allows me to safely assume that the people accessing it there are over 18, or whatever the age of consent is in their country. Reddit doesn't have that. Reddit has no facility for that whatsoever. All I can do here is mark that my sub is 18 plus. I can mark that my content contains sexually explicit material, and that's it. There is no way for me to ban or report or hide content from specific folk if I'm concerned that they're under the age of 18. So that's the position I'm in. I'm very conscious that I produce a lot of safe for work content, but I feel like a lot of people, particularly if you followed me from places like GWA or Audible or Darkside Playground or any of the, you know, any of the larger audio subreddits. I feel like if you followed me from those places, you are looking for erotic content and you're not going to find it here. And that simultaneously upsets me and distresses me because I want to be able to provide that content, but I can't do it here. But that's by the by. I need to know, and I would be so grateful if you'd drop a word or two as to how you feel about this subreddit, how you use it, if you use it, and would you seek my content elsewhere if I ceased posting here? What I'm going to do, I haven't done it yet because, as I said, I have recorded this off the cuff. But I'm going to put together a questionnaire or a form, just a quick, you know, 2 to 3 minute thing. If you know, survey, that's the word I'm looking for, questionnaire survey. If you wouldn't mind just filling that in for me so I can see some actual data on what it is that brought you here, what keeps you here, and what might cause you to leave. It would be really helpful for me to make some decisions as to how I treat this sub going forward. Because the reality is, I can't keep devoting several hours a week to posting here if people aren't interested in what I'm posting. So I need to know. And it would be really helpful if you could aid me with that. I'm not going to post this until I have the questionnaire, survey, whatever it's called, constructed. So apologies if you get to this and it's many hours after what I quoted at the beginning. But I hope you understand. I want to put that together because I want this information, but I don't want to take time out of your day. I want to make it as easy for you as possible to give me this information, which is why I'm suggesting a survey. Obviously, if you'd like to leave a comment instead, that gives you a freeform box and you're able to say whatever you wish, however you wish, for as long as you wish. And that would also be incredibly helpful. But for those of you who don't have that sort of time, may I ask respectfully that you take a couple of moments out of your day to fill this in for me, please? I'd be really appreciative of the information and it would really help guide what I do next. What I want more than anything is to be able to keep creating content and giving it out to people in the easiest way possible for free as long as I possibly can. All right. But in order to do that, I must use my time effectively. Because I have a home life, a family life, and other things I need to do outside of this. So if there is information I can use to help me better use my time, yeah, then I'll ask for it. So thank you. This rambled on a bit longer than I intended. I apologize for that. I'm going to go put it together now. There will still be a Safe for Work piece out this afternoon. I hope you enjoy that when and if you listen. And if not, then I'd be curious to know what you'd like to hear instead. For now, thank you for your time. Be safe, be well, be healthy, and I'll catch you again soon. Bye, my darlings.